Hello, Blind Cold Tech listeners. This is Joe Quinn, here today to introduce you to the audiobook training tool from RFBND, Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic. This is a CD that enables you to learn about RFBND, what it can do, and the various cassette and CD models that it has. You may get this CD, member or non-member, by calling 800-221-4792. That is if you live in the United States only, because RFBND is only available to those residents living in the United States of America. So, this is loading, and when it loads, it will tell you more about it. I guess I'm going to substitute this review for the Victor reader that I was going to review earlier.
RFBND. Loading. Audiobook Training Tool. ATT. Version 1.0.
It's loading now.
Main menu. Welcome to the RFBND Interactive Audiobook Training Tool, ATT, main menu. You can end this audio message at any time by selecting a menu item. Click on menu items to go to a section, or press the up and down arrows on your keyboard to select a section from the menu. If you are using a screen reader simultaneously with the ATT, use the numerical keypad up and down arrows, 8 and 2 keys, with num lock on. If you are using the ATT without a screen reader, you can use either the main directional arrows or the keypad directional arrows with num lock on. Press the Enter key on your keyboard to go to a selected section. Important information about operating the ATT can be found in the Getting Started document included on the ATT CD-ROM or in the ATT Help section. To go directly to the ATT Help section at any time, press Control? Windows, or Command? Macintosh, or select the main menu item ATT Help. For a complete listing of ATT keyboard commands, please launch the ATT Key Command Guide by pressing Control-G, Windows, or Command-G, Macintosh. You can return to the ATT main menu at any time by pressing Control-M, Windows, or Command-M, Macintosh, on your keyboard, or by clicking the on-screen button labeled Main.
All right, it is done. I am using no assistive technology at this point because I don't need to. It doesn't need to be used with a screen reader. You can just turn off your screen reader, put the CD in, and know for a fact that it will work. I had a little trouble, I have to say, with using the up and down arrow keys on the numerical keypad with NumLock. I was kind of worried. I'm like, okay, how does this work? But now that I turned NumLock on, it worked fine with my screen reader. But I'm going to try it now here without a screen reader, using the up and down arrow keys on the T, I guess you would call it, right next or right above or right below the home and page up, page down keys on the keyboard. So here we go. Let's go through the menus and I will explain each as they are read.
Menu item 1.
View Getting Started document in your default web browser.
This Getting Started document is basically an introduction to the ATT. It tells you about, you know, what it is, what you can do, basically what the main menu announcement just said. I really haven't read most, I haven't read all of it, but it is there and it is a good reference. You will obviously need a screen reader if you have no vision to read this document. So you'd be advised to... You can just keep your screen reader on if you feel more comfortable that way. I know I did, and using the up and down arrow keys on the numerical keypad and left and right as needed with NumLock on will pose no problems with JFW for sure. Window-wise, I'm sure it will be the same. At least, make sure NumLock is on, and your screen reader will announce such. But if you don't, if you forget, and you use the up and down arrow keys, all you'll hear is
Menu item 1.
View getting started document in your default web browser.
All you will hear is, and you'll know that that the numbers that you need to turn your numlock to the other position, whether it be, well, yeah, obviously it would be off, but you need to turn it on, and you hit the button and your screen reader will say numlock on. So just bear in mind that if your up and down arrow keys 8 and 2 on the numerical keypad do not work, if that is what you'll hear, if that is what you hear, then turn your numlock on, just making sure you know. So the menu item 2 is...
Menu item 2, about RFBND.
About RFBND is basically telling you about what RFBND is, the types of memberships that it offers, and about the audiobooks that they contain.
Menu item 3, RFBND's Audio Plus.
Okay, I guess this is the item that tells you about the Audio Plus CDs, the Daisy titles that RFBND offers.
Menu item 4, RFBND's classic cassettes.
Gotta love them. Except for the fact that I am partial to Daisy titles now that I have explored the many facets of Daisy-age. It's just a heck of a lot nicer. And we will go through each of these menu items. Not everything, mind you, because it is long and I'd want you to order this disc because it is really informative if you don't know what RFBND is or if you just want to know how to operate certain players. This won't substitute your user's guide for whatever player you have. This is just training materials. Just bear in mind.
Menu item 5, CD player training and troubleshooting.
This is where you will see the training for the CD players, such as the Victor series of products, both desktop and portable. The Plextalk PTR-1, which is no longer in production, unfortunately. However, they do have the PTR-2, and I'm sure this will have new updates as different players surface. This update was in July of 2004, so it is about a year and a half old, let's say.
Menu item 6, cassette player training and troubleshooting.
This is cassette player training and troubleshooting. What they use is the Telex narrator, but they have other information for player exceptions under this. This tutoring session will work with any tape player. You just need to know where your stuff is on the particular player that you are using.
Menu item 7, ATT Help.
ATG Help, I would assume that this is equivalent to the Getting Started Guide. I really haven't looked at it much, but I'm sure it would tell you how to use the ATG and what commands you can use. I suppose we will take a look at that as well.
Menu item 8, ATT Navigation Map.
This is the ATT Navigation Map. It shows all of the navigable elements under this little thing. Such as, you can use left and right to go through major topics and the up and down arrow keys to go through minor ones, such as the left and right CD player training, cassette player training, and then under that, player exceptions, stuff like that.
Menu item 9, visit RFBND on the web.
Yes, this is the link to the RFBND website at This is a link to the RFBND website at rfbd.org. It's www.rfbd or www.rfbd.org. This is just another way of getting to it if you happen to have this CD. You will obviously need a screen reader again if you have no usable vision, such as me. But if you're a teacher or something, then you shall be fine, assuming, of course, that you have some sight as well. So, let's go back to the second menu item.
Menu. Menu item 3. Menu item 2. About RFB&D.
About RFB&D, let's go into that and listen to a little of this.
Welcome to RFB&D. About RFB&D. Recording for the blind and dyslexic, RFB&D, a national nonprofit volunteer organization founded in 1948, is the nation's largest educational library serving people who cannot read standard print effectively because of a learning disability, visual impairment, or other physical disability. RFB&D operates recording studios and offices across the country. Our extensive audiobook library contains thousands of titles from literature and history to math and the sciences at all academic levels, from kindergarten through postgraduate and professional. RFB&D offers individual and institutional learning through listening memberships, scholarship programs, and reference services. RFB&D also offers for nonprofit sale a variety of playback devices and accessories. We invite you to browse our online catalog of books at www.rfbd.org/catalog for a complete listing of RFB&D's recorded titles. RFB&D member services number is 800-221-4792. Member services fax number is 609-987-8116. Member services email, custserv@rfbd.org. RFB&D's website is www.rfbd.org. Membership. RFB&D offers both.
All right, okay, let's stop that right now. Let's shut up. No, but seriously, let's go back to the main menu and let's go to one of the training sections. Preferably, let's go to the Victor Reader training.
Main menu. Menu item 4. RFB&D's class. Menu item 5. CD player training and troubleshooting.
There it is.
CD player training and troubleshooting.
Pick your CD player type.
Press the Enter key or click on the link or links below to go to a section. If there's more than one link, press the up and down arrow keys on your keyboard to select links. There are two links for this section.
Desktop CD player.
Desktop CD players, that's not the one we want.
Portable CD player.
That is the one we want.
Pick your portable CD player model. Vibe.
It's the Victor Reader Vibe, which is, oddly enough, the one that we want. Is there any other links above it? Let's check.
Scholar.
Oh, yes, the Telex Scholar. There are only two links for the portable models, this one and the...
Vibe.
The Vibe, the Victor Reader Vibe.
Victor Reader Vibe. Battery information.
Okay. I didn't know this was the first setting. Let me just go back by using the left arrow key. See if it is.
How do I jump around in a multi...
Okay, it is. All right. Battery information. Let's listen to that.
Victor Reader Vibe. Battery information. Type of battery. Two rechargeable AA batteries are included. Standard AA batteries may also be used. Battery charge time, 7 to 8 hours.
That is forever.
Battery charge life.
Especially when you get this for the first day. I know when I got this for the first day, I wanted to play with it like forever. And I didn't want to wait for it to charge, so I kept I kept interrupting its charge cycle. It was rather amusing.
10 to 14 hours of playing time.
And who knows, maybe I'll do a review of my own self with the Vibe later. I have part of it recorded, I just haven't finished it yet. Don't ask why. I don't know.
To skip to the next section, press the right arrow key.
Okay.
Machine basics. Orientation. The Victor Reader Vibe has 11 keys arranged in a circle like the face of a clock. Position the Vibe so that the double embossed line is at 12 o'clock. To skip to the next section, press the right arrow key. Turning the Victor Reader Vibe on and off. On. Press the up key located at 1 o'clock. You will hear a message. Welcome to Victor.
Welcome to Victor.
Now you try it on your own player.
When you're ready, press the space bar or the play button to resume play.
This reminds me of those old Texo tutorials. Texo? T-E-X... T... How the heck do you spell it? T-E-C-S-O? Texo? I don't know. I thought there was an X in there somewhere, but maybe there isn't. Oh, gosh. What was I going to say? Yeah, with the whole, if you're ready, you know, try it for yourself. When you're ready, press, in this case, the space key. In the other cases, F12. I wish they hadn't closed. But now you've got the verbal view from Windows XP and stuff, which I haven't tried yet. I wanna, but I wish I could get an evaluation copy. But that's neither here nor there. Anywho, wait, I've already got one on one of them demo discs. I ought to try that one of these days. Yes, let's proceed. Let's just say we've tried it on our own little players. And every time you hear that long beep, I'm just going to hit the space bar because I don't want to hear that if you try it on your own player bit. Just remember that after that long tone, it says that. And maybe I'll play a little bit of it. I don't know. It depends on what kind of mood I'm in when I hear the beep.
Off. Press and hold the down key located at 2 o'clock. You will then hear a beep just before powering off. Now you try it on your own player.
To skip to the next section, press the right arrow key.
You know, they kind of fibbed it. They decreased the time in between the beeps. The first beep of the pressing of the button and the second beep of the actual turning off of the machine. They kind of fibbed it. They shouldn't have done that, and I'm going to tell them so. Because of the fact, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. You'll see what I mean in a bit.
To insert a CD, slide the button in the front of the unit towards the back to open the clamshell CD-ROM drive. Place the CD label side up so that it fits over the center knob and close the clamshell.
To skip to the next section, press the right arrow key.
Okay.
Enter your RFBND personal identification number, PIN. After a few seconds, Victor Reader Vibe will read the title of the book, and after a beep, if the CD is inserted properly, you will hear the prompt for PIN entry message.
Use of this RFBND Audio Plus book is limited exclusively to registered RFBND members. Any other use is strictly prohibited by law. Please enter your RFBND personal identification number to confirm that you are a current member and that you agree to the restrictions of copyright and the terms and conditions of membership.
Listen for the voice prompt to enter your RFBND personal identification number, PIN. LCD message will display validation required.
Really?
Enter PIN. Enter the PIN using the numerical keypad and press the set key.
Cool.
You will hear, reading disk. Please wait.
No, you won't.
No.
You don't.
To skip to the next section.
Stop it. My question is, if the CD wasn't inserted properly, wouldn't it just say no disc? I'm going to try that. Let me get a disc. Hold on. All right, I'm back. I'm not going to put this to air because I'm too lazy. And plus, I just assume it won't do anything. Let's turn it on. Okay. I assumed it turned on. I don't know if it did or not. But nothing's going on, so I can assume with my vibe that it, yeah. I purposefully put the disc on, and just dropped it. Lovely. I purposefully put the disc in the wrong way, like with the label side down. And now when I put it the right way up, it spins. So, yeah. You can't put it in the wrong way and expect it to read the title. There was another lie made by those RFBND people. They're so liars. Anyways, please don't sue me. If you can't take a joke, then don't. You don't hear reading disc. It says nothing of the sort. That is yet another lie. Maybe it was in an earlier version of the Victor Reader vibe. However, I doubt it, because of the fact that it's not even the Victor Reader desktop thingy, say, reading disc. I don't think. And it's not a set button. The button you press after entering the PIN is the enter key, which is the 11 o'clock key. Wow, they really need to update this. And I will tell them this. I'll call them on Monday and ask to speak to somebody about their ATT. It's a good tool, but they really need to make it so that they really need to say that, for instance, when you hit the page button and you type in a page, it doesn't immediately go to the page. Nothing is that fast. Let's go to the next section. See what other lies we can scrounge out.
To eject a CD, slide the button in the front of the unit towards the back to open the clamshell CD-ROM drive and lift out the CD. Now, to skip to the next section, press the right arrow key.
Let's.
To play or stop a CD, to start playing a book, press the play stop key located at 5 o'clock. To stop, press the play stop key again. Now you try it on your own. To skip to the next section, to adjust the speed, press on the volume speed toggle key located at 3 o'clock.
Speed.
Now, press the up key located at 1 o'clock to increase the speed.
The Atlas key with symbols is shown. A star, state, slash, province, capital.
Press the down key located at 2 o'clock to decrease the speed.
Broken line, disputed boundary. Crosshatch line, undefined boundary.
I wonder what book that is.
Note. Speed ranges from 2/3 to almost 3 times the normal speed.
What's that in English?
To skip to the next section, to adjust the volume, press on the volume speed toggle key located at 3 o'clock.
Volume.
Press the up key located at 1 o'clock to increase the volume.
Volume 6. Volume 7. Volume 8.
I heard no increase of the volume.
Now press the down key located at 2 o'clock to decrease the volume.
Volume 7. Volume 6.
Now the volume level is saved at the end of each session, but the speed is automatically reset to its default value.
I hate that.
To skip to the next basic navigation. To fast forward through a CD, press and hold the fast forward key located at 4 o'clock until you reach the desired spot. Release key to return to normal play speed.
AD 1 to AD 500, and World Heart Civilizations 3500 BC.
Now you try to skip to the next section. To rewind back through a CD, press and hold the rewind key located at 6 o'clock until you reach the desired spot. Release key to return to normal play speed.
AD 1 to AD 500. Short AD 1 to AD 500.
Note, you cannot navigate from one element to the next using these keys. You will hear a beep when you reach the beginning or end of a navigation element.
Yep.
To skip to the... To jump to a specific page, press the Go To Page key located at the 7 o'clock.
Go To Page.
Now you try it. Enter the page number on the numerical keypad. The keypad corresponds to the clock system numbers with the pound key at 11 o'clock.
Here's the lie.
2, 5.
Here it comes.
Now you try it on your own player.
Never mind.
Press the pound key. The Victor Reader vibe starts playing from the chosen page automatically.
Here's the lie.
Confirm.
Page 25.
See?
To skip to the next section.
It is not that fast. Maybe those big desktop hunky thingies are, but this sure isn't. And I don't know why. I'm going to have to call him and ask him, and I'll let you know. I hope I don't get in trouble for expounding these things and thus saying RFB and D are a bunch of liars. They're really not, but they really need to say that this is just an example, and that this may not be, this may take more time than in the demo. I suppose they did it just to, you know, save space, but they should say something so that when you get a disc and you put in a page number and you hit enter, you're not, it's like, why does it take so long? It didn't take that long in the RFB and D demo disc. They really should put something in there. And I'm, like I said, I am going to tell them this tomorrow. I have to call them anyways. I have to return a book, and I don't know how to do that.
To cancel a command, enter any 5-digit sequence. You will hear a message confirming the cancellation.
Confirm.
Now you try it on your own player. To skip to the next
It doesn't say confirm, it says cancel. It's like 8888 cancel. It doesn't say confirm, it says cancel.
Advanced navigation. Navigating between book levels. Press and hold the menu key located at 9 o'clock until you hear the level you wish to navigate by, such as chapter, section, page, paragraph, or phrase.
In my dealings with the Victor, you can just press it. I've never held it. I wonder if that would do the same thing. I don't know why it wouldn't, but I don't know why it would either. I'll have to try that.
Level 1. Level 2. Level 3. Phrase. Page.
Press the previous level key located at 10 o'clock to move back one element.
Please note that, again, and they may say this, that not all books contain 3 levels of navigation. Some just contain 1, like if it's just a novel, such as like the Harry Potter books, it contains level 1, phrase, page, and whatever else he said. I forget. I have a bad memory. Something like that, anyways.
Page 104. Page 103.
Now you try it on your own player. Press the next level key located at 11 o'clock to move forward one element.
Page 103. Page 104.
Element. Now you... Tip. If a print copy of the book is available, readers are encouraged to first determine how a specific book is divided to understand which level corresponds to each book division. For example, Book A, Level 1 equals a chapter, Level 2 equals a section, Level 3 equals a subsection, Book B, Level 1 equals a unit, Level 2 equals a chapter, Level 3 equals no further divisions beyond chapter. To skip to the next...
Why would you have a level 3 with no divisions beyond a chapter? And another thing, whenever you navigate by element, for some odd reason on this player, it takes an interminable amount of time. But let's go to the next section, shall we? I think, like, next is the exercise or something.
Inserting a bookmark.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Press the bookmark key located at 8 o'clock until you hear Insert Bookmark.
Insert bookmark.
Press the pound key located at 11 o'clock. A bookmark number will be assigned automatically based...
You know, there is no other option than besides bookmark. Because, as far as I know, whenever you press the 8 o'clock key, or the number 8, as it were, you will always first hear insert bookmark. You will never hear anything else because of the fact that you're either doing a bookmark, listing the bookmarks, and then going to a certain bookmark, and then when you press 8 again, you'll hear insert bookmark, and then you can just press the pound key. Got it? So in essence, there's no other options to be heard besides the bookmark options. And as far as I know, whenever you press the 8 key, the first option you will always hear is the insert bookmark button. Or... option or whatever.
On the next available number, and the bookmark will be stored in the memory.
Bookmark 1 inserted.
To skip to the next section, to access the bookmark list, Press the bookmark key located at 8 o'clock until you hear bookmark list.
That part's right.
Bookmark list.
Note. Bookmarks are listed according to their order in the book and not their numeric order. To skip to the next section, jumping to a specific bookmark. Press the bookmark key located at 8 o'clock until you hear bookmark list.
Bookmark list.
Use the next element or previous element key to locate the bookmark you want.
Bookmark 2. Bookmark 1.
Press the play stop key located at 5 o'clock to move to the bookmark's position and start reading.
Dates knew about and admired the Romans.
Press any other key to cancel and exit the list of bookmarks. To skip to the next section, jumping forward or backward to bookmarks. Press the bookmark key located at 8 o'clock until you hear bookmark list.
Bookmark list.
Now you use the next element or previous element key to locate the bookmark you want.
Bookmark 2. Bookmark 1.
Now press the play stop key located at 5 o'clock to move to the bookmark's position and start reading.
Dates knew about and admired the Romans.
To skip to the next section, removing all bookmarks. Press the bookmark key located at 8 o'clock until you hear remove all bookmarks.
Remove all bookmarks.
Now you try. Press the pound key located at 11 o'clock to confirm.
Bookmarks removed.
Now you press any other key to cancel the operation. To skip to the next.
I wonder, if you do remove all bookmarks, will it remove all bookmarks in memory or will it just remove all bookmarks in that particular book? They never say. And as far as I know, it... Well, I don't know. I'll have to get the user's guide and check it out and let you know. I assume it would remove all bookmarks in a certain book, not necessarily all bookmarks in memory for every single book that you've done, because it only knows the bookmarks in that certain book for that certain disk. I don't know.
Additional features. Information. Info key. This will give you the following information about the book. Current page number. Time elapsed. Time remaining. Total number of pages. Total time. Software version number. To use this feature, press the menu key located at 9 o'clock until you hear Info.
Info.
Press previous element or next element keys to move from one item to another.
Page 103. Time elapsed, 7 hours, 26 minutes. Time remaining, 63 hours, 37 minutes.
Press any other key to exit the info menu. To skip. Listening to music CDs and MP3 CDs. Insert standard audio, music, or MP3 CDs into the disk drive. Use the previous element and next element keys to move from track to track. The keys for play stop, fast forward, rewind, and volume function the same as when playing RFB&D texts. Note, the speed control does not function with standard audio, music, or MP3 CDs, so the volume speed toggle is disabled.
Boo hiss.
To skip. Exercise. Basic navigation scavenger hunt. The following exercise will enable you to practice navigation skills using your RFB&D digital audio textbooks with the Victor Reader Vibe.
You are required to do this. If you don't, I'll know and I'll act accordingly.
Randomly select a page number from the textbook.
Okay.
If you have the print version, open the book to that page.
I'll try, but...
Place the CD in the playback machine. Now, jump to the page using the go-to page key.
Okay.
Now, find the place on the textbook page that corresponds to the text being played on the CD.
Got it.
Check the next or previous page if the printed words do not correspond to the CD.
I can't.
Now jump ahead 3 pages, using the next button.
All right.
Now place a bookmark.
Okay.
Now jump back 5 pages, using the previous button.
Consider it done.
Now place another bookmark.
I don't want to.
Jump to the first bookmark.
I'm tired.
Delete the bookmarks.
Okay.
To skip to the next section, press the right arrow key.
That was hard. I think I failed it.
Troubleshooting guide. Here are some common scenarios you may encounter when learning how to use RFB&D's Audio Plus Books with the Victor Reader Vibe CD player.
Why would you want to shoot your trouble?
Press the enter key or...
Isn't that illegal? And another thing, shooting trouble won't make it go away.
Click on the link or links below to go to a section. If there's more than one link, press the up and down arrow keys on your keyboard to select links. There are 6 links for this section.
Plus, shooting trouble is just a temporary solution to a permanent problem. Much like alcohol.
The Victor Reader Vibe is working. I've turned the Victor Reader Vibe on and nothing happens.
That's the first. Let's see what happens. Let's do this whole troubleshooting thing.
I've turned the Victor Reader Vibe on and nothing happens.
This is fun considering.
Or I've pressed play and nothing happens, even though the machine is on.
What?
Check that the power cord is securely plugged into the wall and into the machine. If using the machine with battery only, you may need to recharge the battery. Make sure the CD is loaded before pressing play. When the CD is loaded correctly, you will hear the title being read.
Thank you.
Make sure the volume is turned up. Make sure the CD is label side up and inserted correctly into the CD-ROM drive.
Isn't that the same thing as make sure it's loaded correctly? And another thing, how do you insert a CD incorrectly besides label side down, which then it won't do anything anyway? Okay, you're not going to give me any sort of to skip to the next section.
The Victor Reader Vibe is working, but the CD does not seem to work. Remove the disc and reinsert it, making sure the label side is facing up. Remove the disc from the drive and clean it with a soft, dry cloth.
I don't know when to hit the button.
When I enter a page number on the keypad, the place it goes to is off by a page or two. Make sure the RFB&D CD is the same edition and copyright year as the print book you are using.
Oh.
If not, follow the instructions for paging forward and backward manually. Some of RFB&D's digitally recorded textbooks that were converted from the original analog recording may be off by a page.
Or, in the case of Welcome to Deadhouse, only have 54 pages! Honestly, and it... Yeah. The only way to page through it is page through it manually, and I hate doing that on this Vibe because it takes such a long time. I need to get me one of them desktop models.
Follow the instructions for paging forward and backward manually. I don't have, forgot, or lost my PIN. If you are a current RFB&D member and you don't have a PIN, please call Member Services at 800-221-4792 for assistance. You will be asked for your member ID number.
I have to say, if you're a current RFB&D member and you don't have a PIN and you ordered a Daisy title, you should have received within your packing materials a piece of paper with your RFB&D PIN number on it. If you didn't, then they're not on the ball here, people. And that doesn't make any sense. In my days of ordering discs, my 18 of them, I've always received a packing slip PIN. So, I don't know why you wouldn't have one. Considering if you ordered a Daisy title, you should have received one anyway.
Can I start listening at any point in the book in a multiple CD book?
I don't get this question.
The first time you listen to a book, you must insert the first CD before you can navigate to another section.
I don't get that either. Maybe that's because I've never had a multiple CD book.
After that, the software will remember your last position in the book.
I want one, though.
Note, if you insert a CD other than the one containing your last position, you will be prompted to insert the correct CD. Please eject the incorrect CD and insert the correct CD in the CD-ROM drive.
Whatever.
How do I jump around in a multiple CD book?
Talk to the hand.
You can use the Go To Page function or navigate using Next Previous functions within a set heading level. If you continue to experience difficulty using the Victor Reader Vibe, please contact RFBND's member services at 800-221-4792 or email custserve@rfbd.org.
Wow, that was totally edited. I couldn't tell that at all. All right, let's go back to the main menu by pressing Control M.
Main menu. Menu item 2.
Hey, you can pause it.
About.
Cool. Let's do 6.
Menu item 6. Cassette player training and troubleshooting.
I'll just briefly glance over this. I'm not going to do it all because I don't want to take forever.
Cassette player training and troubleshooting. For the general training, we will be demonstrating tape player features and navigation using the Narrator Model Tape Player.
Yuck.
On the Narrator Model Tape Player, all of the buttons can be easily found as they are located on the top of the machine. Even if you do not have a narrator, you can still complete the training as long as you know where and what the different buttons on your machine are.
Exactly.
Once you've learned how to use the different features, you can explore the differences your machine may have by going to the section called Player Exceptions.
Okay.
All of our models are equipped with special features to help make your audiobook experience both educational and enjoyable.
Isn't any model of a tape player that plays NLS and or RFBND cassettes equipped with such features? There's another lie! Sorry.
These features include variable speed control.
Yep.
A track selector switch that enables students to move the track that contains the pages they want to read.
Yeah.
Cue and review that enables you to use our beep tone navigation system.
Obviously.
Most models also have a mode switch that enables you to play standard 2-track tapes as well as RFBND's 4-track tapes.
Except for the narrator, which sucks. That's kind of bad. Except who uses cassettes anymore? Obviously, some people do if they took the time and energy to put the cassette training material on the CD. Let's see, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The huge exception is the Easy Cassette Machine. I don't know if they even make that anymore from NLS. I got this Players and Accessories 1996 catalog or fact sheet from my NLS. And it says, the Easy Cassette Machine has no mode, or as RFBND calls it, mode switch, track switch, no rewind or fast forward. It automatically changes sides, automatically switches tracks, and it only has one speed. It's for those of us who, how do I put this? I guess who, I don't know, are handicapped in a way that they can't manipulate those controls, possibly, or I don't know, but I think you need a separate application for this type of machine. What I want, if they still make it, because I love technology and controls and complex pieces of equipment to operate, is that, what is it? Collaboration cassette and record player? However, I heard that if you play your records on that machine, I heard from one of my friends that it ruins them. And I wouldn't doubt it because I have a record that I played on that machine. And when I play it on my regular record player, it sounds all scratchy and crappy. But I think you ruined it, NLS. Thanks. You owe me $5.99 US. Anyway.
Standard tape player features. Follow along with each of the exercises by completing them with your own tape player and RFBND audio book.
Basically here it just says play, rewind, the mode switch, where it is on the narrator. Wait, the narrator doesn't even have a mode switch, never mind. The one thing I want that Telex professor that Chris Grabowski reviewed like 2 days ago. So yeah, and I want it. I'm gonna have to buy me one. Although you never said where to get the thing from, like from a website or from telex.com, or you didn't say, Chris. So you might want to do a little addendum to that review. Thank you.
Main menu. Welcome to.
Okay, stop. Let's go to the help. See what that is.
Menu item 8. Menu item 7.
Here we go.
ATT help.
Yep. Let's check it out. I think in here contains that command guide that I wasn't able to listen to.
ATT help. Welcome to the RFBND Interactive Audiobook Training Tool.
I like
ATT
this.
Help. To skip to the next section, press the right.
Okay.
ATT. Your computer must meet the following minimum system requirements.
Suppose I should have said this at the beginning, huh? But I don't know it.
PC. Windows 95, 98, ME, XP, or 2000. Pentium processor. 32 megabytes RAM. Video card with minimum 600 by 800 resolution. CD-ROM drive. Sound card, speakers. To skip to the next section, press the right
obviously
arrow key.
Obviously, you need a CD-ROM drive, otherwise you wouldn't be able to use this thing at all. Because it is a CD. It doesn't work on a Daisy player. I wish it did. That'd be awesome. I assume it doesn't because it has these SWA extensions.
In order to use the ILT, your computer must meet the following minimum system requirements.
What?
Macintosh. Mac OS.
They need to change that because this isn't called the ALT, the ILT anymore. It's called the ATT. Not AT&T, ATT. What the heck was ILT? Internet Listening Tutorial? I don't know. International Losers? No, I don't know. They need to change that. Let's see what's on a Macintosh.
S 8.6 to 9.2.
Oh.
Or Mac OS 10. PowerPC processor, 32 megabytes RAM, 128 megabytes or higher for OS 10. Minimum 600 by 800 resolution. CD-ROM drive, speakers. To skip to.
Granted, this is the minimum system requirements. It's always better to have more than what they recommend, which I'm pretty sure, and I would assume most do. But maybe not. This is just the bare-bones system that this particular thing would work on. Minimum system requirements.
A note on screen resolution. If your screen resolution is set to 600 by 800, the ATT will appear full screen. At higher resolutions, the ATT will appear in a window. To skip to the next...
You know, I can tell they edited ATT in because it used to say ILT. I forget what ILT stands for, like I said, but...
A note to blind, visually impaired users regarding keyboard directional keys.
Here we go.
If you are running screen reading software simultaneously with the ATT, you should use the keypad directional arrows, clockwise, 2, 4, 8, and 6 keys, to avoid conflicts between the ATT and your screen reading software. To use the keypad directional arrows with the ATT, make sure the numlock is on. If you are not running screen reading software simultaneously with the ATT, you can use either the keypad directional arrows or the main keyboard direction arrows. To skip to the next section, about auto launch. Windows.
Which I have to say, for some odd reason, when I'm using a screen reader, it takes longer to load the CD than it does when I'm using a not screen reader. But maybe that's just me, I don't know.
Windows 95 98 comes with auto launch turned on by default.
So does XP, ME, 2000, and 2003.
If auto launch is on, the ATT will launch and begin loading automatically. On Windows 2000 XP, auto launch is on only if you are logged in as a power user.
I take that back. I'm sorry. A power user? What the heck is that? Is it like admin? I only have one user on this computer, which is, of course, me. So therefore, I wouldn't have known otherwise. But I suppose that makes sense. I guess.
administrator, or supervisor.
Okay, yeah.
If you are not logged in as a power user or are using a school or corporate network, auto launch will be off. You will have to launch the ATT manually by following the instructions in the next section. To skip to the... About auto launch. Macintosh.
Oh.
If you are running Mac OS 8.6 or higher and have QuickTime 6 or higher installed, the ATT will launch and begin loading automatically. The ATT will not launch automatically under OS 10.
Why?
Launching the ATT manually. Windows. To launch the ATT manually, click on or tab to the Start button at the bottom left corner of your screen and choose Explore to launch Windows Explorer. Note that this is not Internet Explorer.
You don't have to do it this way, and maybe they'll tell you this too. You can go to the Run dialog by hitting Windows key R or going to the Start menu and then pressing R. But if you have one of those keyboards that has a Windows key on it, then you can just press and hold the Windows key and then press R, and then release both keys, obviously. And then you will be where, and then you can type in your CD-ROM drive letter, which, if not D, substitute it with anything else, whatever it is. But this, they may tell you me this, and I would have just said this for naught then.
Choose the drive the ATT CD is on, and then double-click the file launch.att.exe, or select the file and press Enter. The ATT will launch. To skip. Launching the ATT manually. Macintosh. If you are running Mac OS 8.6 through 9.2, open the ATT CD mounted on your desktop. Open the Mac Classic folder and double-click the file Launch ATT, or select the file and press Enter.
Oh, I didn't know there was such a file, huh?
If you are running Mac OS 10, open the ATT CD mounted on your desktop. Open the Mac OS 10 folder and double-click the file Launch ATT, or select the file and press Enter. To skip, getting around the ATT. The ATT is broken down into different sections. There are different ways to navigate these sections. The following is a brief introduction to navigating the ATT using keyboard or menu commands. To skip to the next section, press the right arrow key. Main menu. The main menu is the hub of the ATT. Use the main menu to go quickly to major sections. Use the up and down arrow keys or the arrow keys of the numerical keypad to review the main menu items. As you review main menu items, you will hear them spoken aloud. To go to a main menu item you've selected, press the Enter key. You can also click directly on main menu items to go directly to a section. Important: you must have the keyboard's numlock on to use the numerical keypad directional arrows.
I believe we have already established this, but we're re-establishing it.
The numlock key is usually at the top left of the keypad.
Why else wouldn't it be? Or where else would it be? Maybe on a laptop it's different. No, yeah, on a laptop they don't have one of those numerical keypad thingies, do they? I don't know where the laptop numlock key is.
Press the key to toggle numlock off and on.
I don't have one.
Note that you can return...
The laptop, I mean.
...to the main menu at any time by pressing Control-M, Windows, or Command-M, Macintosh.
Yep.
Or by clicking the on-screen button labeled Main.
I did it.
Lower left of the screen.
Now do it again.
To skip. Content presentation.
You know, I think this is basically the getting started thingy that you can read in your browser. This all seems familiar to me.
Once you leave the main menu, you are in the Content Presentation section. This is where you will spend most of your time browsing and learning about RFBND's various players. The Content Presentation section contains a text display area, an image display area, and the section browser.
Oh.
To play or pause a section, press your keyboard's spacebar or click the on-screen Play Pause button.
This is what I've been doing to insert various comments and editorial thingies during the course of this review. I'm gonna get sued.
Located at the bottom middle of the interface. Press Ctrl-M, Windows, or Command-M, Macintosh, or click the on-screen button labeled Main to return to the main menu at any time. If you are running screen reading software simultaneously with the ILT, you should
ATT! You didn't edit that.
Use the keypad directional arrows, clockwise, 2, 4, 8, and 6 keys, to avoid conflicts between the ILT and your screen reading software. To use the keypad directional arrows with the ILT, make sure the numlock is on. If you are not running screen reading software simultaneously with the ILT, you can use either the keypad directional arrows or the main keyboard direction arrows. To skip navigating the ATT.
Thank you.
To go to the next section, press the numerical keypad right arrow, 6 key, main keyboard right arrow, or click the on-screen next section button, which is labeled with an arrow pointing to the right.
I have to say that with a screen reader, at least for me, you don't see those little clicky thingies that they're telling you to click. At least with JAWS you don't. I don't know about wind or eyes, but...
To go to the previous section, press the keypad left arrow, 4 key, main keyboard left arrow, or click the on-screen previous section button, which is labeled with an arrow pointing to the left.
What time is
it? You can snap back to the last...
What?
Navigating the ATT.
Ah!
To go to the next section, press the numerical keypad right arrow, 6 key, main keyboard right arrow,
ah!
Click the on-screen next section button, which is labeled with an arrow pointing to the right. To go to the previous section, press the keypad left arrow, 4 key, main keyboard left arrow, or click the on-screen previous section button, which is labeled with an arrow pointing to the left. You can snap back to the last visited ATT section by pressing Ctrl-R,
really?
Windows, or Command-R, Macintosh, on your keyboard, or by pressing the on-screen button, third from the left at the bottom of the ATT window.
I didn't know that. Hey, you learn something new every day, huh?
To skip. Section Browser.
I'm gonna try that, see what happens. Uh-oh.
You can also navigate ATT content quickly by using the ATT.
It doesn't do it.
Navigating.
They lied again.
Section Browser.
Oh, well.
You can also navigate ATT content quickly by using the ATT section browser.
Isn't that like the navigation map thing? I think it is, but maybe not.
The section browser contains an outline of all ATT sections. You can browse top level or all sections. Top level sections are main headings. Lower level sections are subsections of main headings. To use the section browser, you must give it the focus. To give the section browser the focus...
Is that like a karate move or a drug or something? You must give it the focus.
Press and hold the keyboard's S key.
I thought it was like Control V or something. What do I know?
Giving the section browser the focus temporarily pauses playback of main audio and other content, text, images, animation. As soon as you press the S key and give the section browser the focus, you will hear the name of the section browser. You can also navigate ATT content quickly by using the ATT section browser.
It doesn't do it, huh?
Embedded hyperlinks.
Oh.
Section browser. You can also navigate ATT content quickly by using the ATT section browser. The section browser contains an outline of all ATT sections. You can browse top level or all sections. Top level sections are main headings. Lower level sections are subsections of main headings. To use the section browser, you must give it the focus. To give the section browser the focus, press and hold the keyboard's S key. Giving the section browser the focus temporarily pauses playback of main audio and other content, text, images, animation. As soon as you press the S key and give the section browser the focus, you will hear the name of the current section announced. While holding down the S key, press the up and down arrow keys or numerical keypad up and down arrows 2, and 8 keys to review all sections while holding down the S.
Oh, no wonder it didn't work. Oops.
S key. You can also press and hold the A key to review only top-level sections.
Huh.
You can alternately hold and release the A key while holding down the S key to switch between navigating top-level only or all sections, lower level and top sections. When you find the section you want, simply release the S key and the ATT will snap to that section and begin playing. Tip: you can use the S key for a quick way to restart the current section.
I noticed that, the hard way. That's cool though, I didn't know that. Because you know, when I've been babbling, I've been having to like go back and forward and stuff, I just could have hit the S key. No.
Simply press and release the S key. The ATT will snap to the beginning of the current section and begin playing. Instead of using the S key, you may use the scroll bar on the right of the section browser window to move through the section outline. Click a section name to go directly to that section. To skip to the next section, press the right arrow. Embedded hyperlinks. The ATT content has links embedded in the main text. The ATT will let you know when there are links available and how many are in a section. You can review links using the keypad up and down arrows.
Unfortunately, it doesn't say the first link. I don't know why.
Two and eight keys and go to a selected link by pressing the Enter key on your keyboard. To skip to the next section, About System pull-down menus, top of Windows or Macintosh desktop. About System pull-down menus, top of Windows or Macintosh desktop.
There is a menu bar, which you'll hear about soon, like now.
Menus group commands by functionality, providing a quick and logical path to performing a specific ATT action. Menus act as reminders for ATT keyboard equivalents. Menus can be read by screen readers. Please review sections below to learn more about each of the ATT pull-down menus. There are 6 ATT pull-down menus. To skip, About menu. You can check the version of the ATT or go directly to About the ATT or About RFBND sections. In the current version of the ATT, only the About RFBND menu item is enabled.
Why?
To skip to the File menu. You can access print capabilities not fully enabled for this version of the ATT, including print current screen, save and print multiple screens from memory, variable screen size options for printing, print current section text, and print all text. You can also exit or quit from the ILT file menu. To skip to the next, Playback menu. The playback menu duplicates play, pause, and audio on-off features also provided as on-screen controls. Keyboard commands for these functions are included in the menu.
You know what I wish you could do? I wish you could speed up the voice.
To skip, Navigation menu. The navigation menu duplicates the functionality of Navigation menu. The navigation menu duplicates the functionality of on-screen controls for Go to Next Section, Go to Previous Section, and Go to Main Menu. Keyboard command equivalents for these functions are included in this menu. Also included in this menu are the Opening Section Browser and New Window option with keyboard command equivalent and the Snapback feature, which allows you to return to the last visited section. To skip to History menu. The History menu provides up to the last 10 visited sections and allows the user to select a visited section name to return to the section. The History menu also duplicates the on-screen function Open History Window and provides the keyboard command equivalent for this function. To skip, Help menu. The Help menu.
No! Wait, let me think.
It allows you to go directly to ATT Help. Launch Help menu. The Help menu allows you to go directly to ATT Help. launch the key command guide, and also provides access to email and online resources, assuming you have an active internet connection. For example, RFBND customer service email, RFBND website, and RFBND online catalog of books. You can also access the most recent version of the Getting Started document posted online. To skip to the next section, press the right arrow key. Snap back, returning to the last visited section. You can snap back to the last visited ATT section by pressing Control R.
Didn't we already hear this?
Windows or Command R Macintosh
we
on
did.
Your keyboard.
They're repeating themselves.
Pressing the on-screen button, third from the left at the bottom of the ATT window, or selecting the snapback item in the navigation pull-down menu.
That sounds like a song title.
To skip history. The ATT maintains a history of visited sections like a web browser within each session. The ATT history is maintained temporarily in memory and no files are placed on your computer. The snapback feature allows you to return quickly and easily to the previously visited section saved in the history. The last up to 10 sections visited can be reviewed and navigated to from the history pull-down menu. The history can also be accessed through the history window described below. To skip to the next section, history window. You can launch the ATT history window by pressing Control H Windows or Command H Macintosh on your keyboard by clicking the on-screen button, fourth from the left at the bottom of the ATT window, or by selecting the option from the history pull-down menu. The history window shows up to the last 15 ATT sections visited. You can use the up-down arrows on your keyboard.
I thought it was 10, not 15.
Keypad or main keyboard directional arrows to review section links in the history window. Press the Enter key to go to a selected section, or you can go to a section by clicking section links with your mouse. To skip, turning ILT audio on, off. You can toggle ATT audio on and off by pressing the A key on your keyboard, select back pull-down menu, turning ILT audio on, off. You can toggle ATT audio on and off by pressing the A key on your keyboard, selecting the option from the playback pull-down menu, or by clicking the on-screen speaker icon located just to the left of the play pause button. Switching the ATT audio on and off does not change your computer's system audio settings. To skip, section page manual scrolling. You can manually scroll pages in ILT sections which contain more than one page, i.e. text that extends beyond the main text display viewing area. The page scroller, two little arrows next to a page icon, appears to the right of the play pause button only when an ILT section has more than one page. If you click the page scroll arrows in a section with more than one page, main text auto-scrolling is temporarily disabled for the section so that you can scroll pages up or down manually. Even when main text auto-scrolling is temporarily disabled to allow you to manually scroll pages, all other media elements, audio, section browser text, images, and animations remain synchronized. If you restart the current section or go to a new section, main text auto-scrolling is automatically re-enabled. Turning aisle, section page manual scrolling.
Hey, cool, it's done. Sweet. Wow, it's over with. Whew. Let's go to the main menu again, see if there's anything else I missed. I don't think there is, but...
Menu item 8. AT. Menu item 7. ATT help. Menu item 8. ATT navigation map.
Nope.
Menu item 9. Visit RFB&D on the web.
That is it, basically, for the ATT, CD. Ow! I know this review has been full of saying that RFB&D are liars and stuff, but in all seriousness, they're not. They're, you know, people make mistakes and stuff, but I really wish they would change that or put a note in there for the Victor Reader vibe, at least. I don't know about the Telex Scholar if it's as slow as the vibes in navigating elements. But they really should put a note in saying that this does not necessarily reflect the time it would take for an individual's Victor Reader vibe to navigate elements. This has been sped up to save space in the demo. That is what I would do, and that is what I will tell them when I speak with them. The opinions in this review do not necessarily reflect those of Larry Scoot Khan, Blind Cool Check, the American Printing House for the Blind, RFB&D, VisuAid Inc., or VisuAid Humanware, as I believe it is called now, or any other entity besides my own. This has been fully my own responsibility, my own opinions, and stuff. If you have any comments or questions, you may message me at blindboy70@pmpmail.com. That's blindboy70@pmpmail.com. This has been Joe Quinn for Blind Cool Tech. Thank you, and good day.